This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said early on Tuesday in Tel Aviv, the United States and Israel had agreed to develop a plan to get humanitarian aid to civilians in Gaza without benefiting Hamas, and that President Joe Biden would visit Israel this week.
President Biden will again make clear, as he's done unequivocally since Hamas's slaughter of more than 1,400 people, including at least 30 Americans, that Israel has the right and indeed the duty to defend its people from Hamas and other terrorists and to prevent future attacks.
Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group says its fighters have targeted five Israeli posts along the border in the country's south. An AP correspondent, Karen Chalmers, reports Israel has warned them not to get involved.
Hezbollah's military media arm released a video showing snipers shooting at and destroying surveillance cameras along the Lebanon-Israel border. The move comes after days of exchanging fire that left several dead. Israeli troops were seen patrolling in northern Israel as tensions rise with Lebanon's Hezbollah. In the Knesset, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned Iran and Hezbollah not to get involved in the fighting. Don't test us in the north. Don't repeat the mistake you already made once, because today the price you will pay will be much heavier. The Israeli Prime Minister was referring to a vicious month-long war between Hezbollah and Israel in 2006. I'm Karen Chamas.
A top Hamas leader said on Monday the group has what it needs to free all Palestinians in Israel's jails, indicating the militant group may try to use the Israelis it kidnapped as bargaining chips to secure the release of Palestinian prisoners.